Chapter 10.
The elders have a network of supers who work for them,
Twitch explained, starting her story.
I was one of them at the highest tier of the Order of the Citadel, a general with an army under me, when I was given the order to take care of a rebel planet.
Olven,
the big guy said, nodding.
Yes.
Twitch glanced my way, slowing.
A planet of mostly non-supers, but recently riled up by the notorious supervillain known as Plague. She unleashed evils on them and blamed the Citadel and the Elders.
And when you went in, I said, guessing at the rest, too many died?
Not just too many. All.
What? She nodded, looking away now.
I didn't mean it to happen that way. My powers, well, were slightly less predictable, and at the time I had several teammates who were quite powerful. One was an amplifier, a man who could increase a super's power up to 100 times stronger. We didn't know how this would affect my powers, but I was there, watching the fight and directing my captains where to lead their troops in turn. When it went bad, I was watching them get slaughtered, so pulled up my screens and pulled something together that would change the dynamic of it all. Pull our enemies into a black hole, in a sense.
Oh, shit. I knew where this was going, and shared a look with Charm, seeing her troubled expression. She knew this story. I could tell by the pain there.
The amplification hit my powers, too. Morphing them, in a way.
Twitch continued.
I didn't just create a black hole that would eat up our enemies. I essentially turned that entire piece of our galaxy, the planet, surrounding ships, all of it, into nothing.
Bloody fucking hell!
Plasma said, stopping on the stops, turning to look back at her.
I own the fact that I'm a villain, or was. The people I've killed, the pointless death. But at most, I can account for 100 or 200 deaths. You?
About 3 short of 2 billion people died that day, according to the screens.
Twitch said in almost a whisper. She swiped the air, pulling up screens that showed the number and line after line of people's names and the information on them. It was too much for me to begin to understand. How could I ever contemplate what she was going through, having caused this to happen? The self-hatred, doubt, and every negative emotion possible. It had to be the heaviest burden imaginable. Still, I shook my head, sure of the fact that it wasn't her fault. You couldn't have known, I insisted. The others turned to me, staring, clearly less certain. Come on, I protested. She had a job to do, and she did it to the best of her ability. Who partnered her up with the amplifier? Who made the call to send her army into a battle that she wasn't going to win? These are decisions above her, decisions that put all this in place. Why is nobody pointing their fingers at that person? A silence followed, during which they all turned away, each of them lost in thought. Twitch peered up at me through her hair, which had fallen over her face, a veil hiding her.
It was I,
a voice said, and I started at the realization that Jin had spoken.
I stepped forward, too, and tried to argue the case. She wouldn't have it, insisting to the elders that it was her responsibility, that everyone had died because of her action. Too many of them agreed. Too many of them revealed their true colors that day.
Before saying another word, I glanced around, then said, Jin spoke up, told me what happened.
They can all hear me now,
Jin said, his voice coming through as if he were right there with us.
I'm sorry, Twitch. If I were perfect, Ranger never would have made it this far. I am far from it, but all I can say now is, I'm sorry.
She bit her lip, eyes wide, staring at me as if I were the one talking. It wasn't your fault, I stressed, taking her hand. There was nothing you could have done in the matter.
He's right,
Jin said.
In fact, your enemy there would have likely destroyed you, gone on to torture those people or used them as part of a greater force in the attack against the Citadel. What you did, it was reckless, destructive, but possibly necessary.
Then why the fuck is she in prison?
Plasma said, voicing my own question.
We have a long ways to go,
Jin said.
As a people, as an empire, I believe some of the elders are corrupt, even now. I am struggling to find which ones might be bringing in their replacements only to turn them to evil in the process.
Evil's a tough word,
the big guy said.
Remember who you're talking to.
I believe in redemption, and both of you are on your way to earning it. All of you. But first, you must stop Ranger from achieving his goal here.
A pause followed, then Jin said,
I understand you have the AI at bay.
We can't fully control the ship.
Plasma replied, glancing around, not really sure where to look when speaking to Jin.
We took her offline by trapping her in this area, though. Containing her.
Until we figure out a larger plan, that will have to do,
Jin said.
That was smart thinking.
A distant sound came through, like the whistling of a thousand birds at once, and Jin's voice sounded panicked as he said,
I must go. Please, trust my friends. Help them as much as you can.
We'll talk,
Plasma said, and the big guy grunted in agreement.
Kind of like the sheriff asking Billy the Kid to help fight off a bunch of pedophiles,
Charm said, grimacing.
See, I know a thing or two about Earth's ancient history.
Not sure that ever happened, I replied with a raise of my eyebrow, but I get the image.
And it's a hard one to say no to,
the big guy said, reaching the bottom of the stairs.
So, here's our position. We're not about to side with Jin, as reformed as we are. Too many of our friends have fallen in the fight against him. We won't take his side. That said, we'll stand against his enemies because, in this case, they are indeed the worst of the worst.
True,
Plasma said, taking her man's arm.
And here's the thing. You all seem cool. We are going to continue to contain the AI while you all go out there and find others resisting Ranger. We can give you some names, point you in the right direction, but that's about it. It's more than we expected,
Twitch said, still shaken from having shared her story.
But exactly what I hoped for. Good.
Plasma was smiling, but suddenly that smile faltered and the whole area went dark. When the lights came on again, the big guy was on his hands and knees, growling.
They've brought reinforcements,
he said, looking up as he fought through the pain.
They're getting through! They're...
He let out a shout of agony, then stood and charged the pillar in the center of the room, placing both hands against it. A surge of energy went through it, like a blue shock of electricity, then metal ground above.
You can't hold me forever,
a woman's voice said, and then a face appeared just above him.
When they break through, I'll rain down vengeance, the type of which...
She was cut off as he sent another jolt through.
Give them the information they need, then get them out of here,
he shouted, and Plasma moved fast as a rabbit. She had us at a back door, telling us that this tunnel would take us to a series of ducts between the walls, where we could climb up to subsection Delta.
The Orange District?
Charm said, face going pale.
Everyone knows not to go there.
Orange? I asked, not knowing where to start.
Where they keep the supervillains with elemental powers.
Plasma quickly explained, again gesturing us out of the door.
It's where you'll find Twista and Tidal. Two who we know have been gathering a resistance. And the others haven't found them?
Twitch asked skeptically.
How the fuck should I know?
Plasma said, physically pushing us out now.
Go! Get out of here and find a way to make it happen! I have to deal with these assholes!
As she turned, Plasma formed around her, and I pitied whoever she was going up against. We can help, I blurted out. She laughed and said,
You'd only get in the way.
And then slammed the door.